Coming into hour number three of the program, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, property tax insanity. We will get to that, but first I want to take a moment before I forget tonight. I want to take a moment to invite you to go to freetalklive.com and download an audiobook. It's free. It is something I've been talking about for the past several months, off and on, something I've been slowly working on, because I'm not getting paid to do it, so it's not like I really had a real sense of urgency. I started it back in the summertime. In fact, when I started, I think I had a cold or something like that, and so I went back and I was listening to the chapter that I'd recorded, the first chapter, and it sounded markedly different from the rest of them, so I went ahead and re-recorded the first chapter this morning. And today I released it onto the internet. It's completely free. It's probably, in my opinion, one of the most important books of our time. And it's actually a little bit before our time. It was published originally in 1970. The book is called The Market for Liberty. It was written originally by Morris and Linda Tannehill. And really, I don't think anyone knows what happened to the Tannehills. I think they were sort of active in the Libertarian Party for a while, or the Libertarian Movement, and I think there's some controversy as to whether or not they're even alive today. So I don't know. If I knew, I'd get in touch with them to let them know about this.
Did you break it down into chapters?
Yes.
So each chapter is an MP3 file.
That is correct.
Nice.
It's available in two flavors. You can get sort of medium quality MP3. It's higher quality than our regular Free Talk Live archives, and those are listenable, so this sounds even a little bit better. You can get that. It's about 120 megabyte download that way, or 130. Then if you want, you can get full quality 128 kilobit per second MP3 files via a torrent. That's about 340 megabytes. So it's about a 6 hour long book. So you know, if you're driving to work, you can probably get through it in a week's time or something like that.
Nice.
But it's brilliant. Have you ever read it, Wayne?
No, I haven't. I'd like to though.
What I really love about it is it's got a simple message. And the message is that government is completely unnecessary. There's nothing that can't be handled by the free marketplace in a much more effective manner. And they talk about a lot of the things we discuss here on Free Talk Live, and they do such a brilliant job of addressing every objection you could possibly come across when it comes to the ideas of non-governmental protection services, you know, basically private police and fire and these other things that seem very conceptual to many Americans when they hear about it. But really, the Tannehills do a brilliant job of making them very concrete and really painting a wonderful vision for the future and for what we really could have if the government would just get out of the way. So not only do they talk about how the marketplace can solve society's problems, but they also talk about how we can get from here to there, which is, I think, a question that has been asked countless times on this show, and very few people really have an answer. It seems like there are two sort of brands of answers to that question. There's the people that say, well, we got to get people elected, and they got to change the system from the inside. And then there's other people that say, you can't work in the system. You got to work outside of the system. We've got to, you know, do civil disobedience. I think it's a combination of the two. But at the same time, what the Tannehills say towards the end of their book is that what we really need to do before any of that, I mean, we can be doing those things, but what's really critical is spreading ideas. It's sort of like V and V for Vendetta, talking about how ideas are very, very powerful. And that's what this book is about. It's about the idea that government is completely unnecessary and how we can operate, how our society can get along and operate and do better than it is today.
Yeah, because
without
we can
it.
Be adults.
Exactly.
Because the Republicans want to be your daddy and the Democrats want to be your mommy. And in liberty, you know, you're an adult. You get to make your own decisions.
Yep. In fact, that's, I think, in the last paragraph of the book. It tells it's time for men to grow up. It's time for us to, and I wrote an introduction and I read that prior to the book. And basically, you know, what I point out is that there was a time when men believed that the world was flat. You know, and there was a time that we thought the sun revolved around the earth. And now we don't believe that anymore because we've got observation, we've got scientific evidence that proves otherwise. And so people have rejected those concepts. We used to think that, you know, people used to think slavery was an okay thing. We've rejected that now, but not entirely. because it still exists. It exists in a more subtle form via government. Because if you have to pay a percentage of your money to some unaccountable bureaucrat, you're their slave. And that's what we need to reject. We need to reject the use of force. And again, a lot of this we talk about on Free Talk Live, but this really takes it and it boils it down. Basically, what these people, the Tannehills, Morrison and Linda Tannehill, they spent years studying under Mises and Rothbard and, you know, all these great libertarian, liberty-oriented thinkers of the 20th century. They read all the scholarly works, you know, the huge 400-page scholarly kinds of manifestos, which nobody really has time to read these days. I certainly don't understand. You know, I'm not a scholarly guy. I went to government school. I have a hard time reading scholarly books. I had a semi-scholarly work called The Machinery of Freedom by David Friedman, and I had a tough time with that. It was one of those things where I had to go back and reread pages twice just to make sure I was understanding what I read. The Market for Liberty isn't scholarly in the least. They've taken all that scholarly hubbub and they've boiled it down into 169 pages. And as I said, it takes 6 hours to get through in audiobook form. And they really just do an amazing job of painting a wonderful vision for what we can have and how simple it is to get from here to there. So I would recommend that you go and download it because it's for free. I talked to the copyright holder on The Market for Liberty. You know, this is one of the many, many old libertarian books that's just been sort of sitting out there collecting dust. And unless you know about it or you know someone who knows about this book, there's very little chance you would have ever put this book in your hands. But luckily today, with the advent of the internet and personal audio playing devices like MP3 players, we can easily get this information into people's hands. And one of the things that the Tannehills talk about at the end of their book, as far as how soon can we get to a laissez-faire society, how soon can we get to a true free market and get rid of this pesky government? They said that the two factors that really come into play, and back in the 1970s, they couldn't really predict either one of these. The two factors were the rapidity of the spread of ideas, how fast they can spread. And secondly, how much longer we have left in this American economy. As far as the, you know, government's meddling in the economy, inevitably, as you've so rightfully talked about many times, Wayne, we're heading to an inevitable fall of the House of Cards. I mean, this dollar can only be propped up for so long. Calamity is just around the corner.
And worldwide, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of things are tied to the dollar, yeah. Though that's slowly changing. But either way, that's not going to stop the tragedy here in America when the dollar finally takes a dump from all the governmental meddling. And so basically their question was, well, you know, how much longer do we have left? Obviously, we still have a little bit of time. I mean, it could be next month. It could be 3 years. That one is still unpredictable. But the one thing that is predictable now is the rapidity of ideas. How fast can we spread the ideas of liberty? Far faster now than we could 30 years ago.
The internet.
Yeah. And
amazing invention.
Right. It essentially has eliminated that factor. There is no more factor there because ideas can be spread instantaneously. The only issue now is getting people to listen and getting people to turn their eyes toward what they need to see to understand why government is a bad idea.
And the older generation, I've found, still has some suspicion over the internet. Oh, it's some nut saying that stuff.
Well,
so they trust the corporate media instead.
Well, the fact is the older generation doesn't really matter when it comes to the pro-liberty revolution. It's the young people that are really going to be the important factor here. Not to say they should be ignored, because certainly there are some open-minded people that are up in age, no doubt about that. But really, the changes are going to be made by the young people, and that's one of the other things the Tannehills talk about. So, again, I want to invite you to freetalklive.com. It's the first item on our list, right there under the What's New heading at freetalklive.com. Or, if you want, you can just go straight to book.freekeen.com. That's Keen with two E's, book.freekeen.com. But the link's right there at freetalklive.com. It's completely free. The copyright owner gave me permission to do this. They said you can spread this out as far and wide as possible, and so I encourage you to do that as well. Publish it to your blog, share the links with friends, and get people on board with this because it's a great book and I highly recommend it.
Probably sell more books as a result.
I'm sure they will. 1-800-259-9231, so big thanks to Laissez-Faire Books, the copyright holder there. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. Property tax insanity. We'll talk about it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. you would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ted Anderson, Happy Holidays, December 24th, 2007. Gold, 811 60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.99, 412 for half, 206 per quarter. That's $835.99, 412 for half, and 206 per quarter. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. So you can enjoy those, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That is LegalZoom. Com. Property tax madness. I've got a story. Wayne, you've got one as well, just by total coincidence. We'll start with Greenberg, New York. The Associated Press reporting that Audrey Davison lives alone. She gets a $620 Social Security check each month and worries about the sharply rising taxes on her four-bedroom house. See, when you're working in America and you're growing up and living your life as an adult in America, you're looking ahead to retirement. You're saving, you know, socking a little bit of money away. You buy your house in a place that you think you're going to want to live for the rest of your life. And, you know, you're planning for these things. But what you can't plan for is how often and how much the local city government is going to jack your property taxes up. So in some cases, I mean, unless you happen to unless you've done very, very well, and unfortunately because of the Social Security system, people don't think that they have to really invest. They Right. think that the government money is going to take care of them. And then they find out, huh, this Social Security check doesn't even come close to paying my bills, let alone knock my property taxes down any significant amount. They didn't properly plan for this. They again, the Social Security system sort of threw them off from even being able to properly plan. And now this town government or city government just keeps increasing property taxes. What's an old person to do in that particular case?
I guess they have to work for the government.
Well, that's what's going to happen, apparently. In this one, I've never even heard of this, but apparently...
Leave.
Right, apparently Greenberg isn't the only place doing it. Davidson, who's 76, raised her family at her house, and after 43 years, she says she doesn't really want to leave Greenberg. And Greenberg doesn't want her to leave either. The town is pushing a program that would let seniors work part-time for $7 an hour to help pay off some of their property taxes. Town Supervisor Paul Feiner said, "People shouldn't have to sell their house, move away to a place with less taxes, leave behind their family and friends." Now, I agree with that.
Yes.
They shouldn't have to do that, and they shouldn't have to work for your damn bureaucracy either. These are people that, they paid for that house. It's theirs.
They paid for the schools several times over with the taxes over the years, too.
They paid for the house, and they thought they could retire there and live for the rest of their lives happily, but now you're telling them, "Hey, old people, you're going to have to pay up, or we're going to kick you out of your house. Or if you don't want to get kicked out in the cold, we'll let you come work for us." How's that sound? It sounds like slavery to me. It sounds like a sort of a repackaged version of slavery, because you don't own your property, and this proves it.
Indentured servitude. It's also a good example of moral hazard, where people don't plan properly for retirement because they think the government's going to bail them out.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you do something differently because you believe you're going to be bailed out, whether you build a house on the ocean because you believe the insurance company will bail you out if there's a storm, or whether you open an account in a bank, maybe it's not a good bank, but you know that if the bank goes bad, you'll get bailed out. That's moral hazard. That,
yeah.
That creates malinvestment.
Risk-taking, unnecessary risk-taking.
Yes.
You know, how is this going to affect young people, too? Because these are old folks who weren't expecting to ever have to work again in their lives. They had entered the retirement phase of their life, and now, because they can't pay the property tax bills, they're okay on the rest of their bills. It's the property tax bill that keeps going up year after year, right, by unpredictable amounts. And even if they could predict it, it's still outrageous. So they weren't planning on working ever again. And that means that now if they go and they work for the city at these $7 an hour jobs, whatever those are going to be, we'll get into that in a moment. But wouldn't that mean that it's more difficult for young people in the area to get a foothold, to get started? Because a $7 an hour job, that's like an entry-level gig.
Well, exactly. And again, this is an unintended consequence of government meddling in the real estate market. Because real estate's gone up, and the towns have all been licking their chops because as the valuations go up, they get more tax money. And now, all of a sudden, it's collapsing. And so now you've got people who can't afford the property taxes on their homes. And of course, these cities have become addicted to all the money, so they've been spending it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they can't print money, so they have to squeeze the people for the money, because only the federal government can print the money.
Right. And so now they're trying to come up with friendly ways to help the poor people pay their property taxes. You know, there's also a slap in the face, because many of these people, after they'd worked for 40 or 50 years or however long they were in the workforce, they probably were commanding a pretty hefty wage by the time they retired. I mean, most of these old folks weren't making $7 when they went into retirement. They were probably making $15, $20, $30, $40, $60 an hour. I mean, plumbers make $60 an hour. Certainly many of these people, $7 an hour is an insult to them. I mean, that's outrageous. And yet the bureaucrats, they just smile and they say, this is a great idea. We're going to help people. He envisions, this is the town supervisor, envisions retired doctors mentoring school children, retired accountants helping with the town's finances, retired lawyers offering their services for a discount. So you can you offer your service for a discount if you want to come work for the government.
Sounds like indentured servitude to
it
me.
It really does. This is just shocking to me. And the response of people is just amazing. They're like, yeah, this is great. But there's a according to him, there are plenty of less skilled jobs that need doing, he said. He said, it's not like we're going to see grandma running the snowplow. There are lots of things people can do for the town, and it wouldn't cost us that much to pay them. The proposal has... Actually, it wouldn't cost you anything to pay them. Because... it's credit. It's credit to their, I'm presuming it's credit. Either way, they're intending on paying them to get the money right back in the form of property taxes. So the city's really not paying anybody to do anything. They're just giving these old folks a pass on their property taxes if they work so many hours for the city. The proposal has caused a stir in Greenburg, a town of 90,000 in Westchester County, New York, which has the nation's third highest homeowner property taxes. Yikes.
You know, I've got a client in Westchester County, New York, and she lives in this small 50s or 60s Cape, a three-bedroom, on maybe a quarter acre, soaking wet, and she's paying $18,000 a year in property taxes.
Holy.
They have good schools in that town.
That's madness. I thought I had a bad here in Keene at $5,000 a year.
Yeah, it's nothing compared to New York.
The plan would be unusual if not unique in New York, but similar programs are considered successes. This is going on elsewhere in Colorado, Massachusetts, South Carolina, and elsewhere. Ms. Davidson, the 76-year-old who suffers from arthritis and sciatica, needs a walker to get around on her bad days, says she pays about $12,000 a year in property taxes and has taken out a reverse mortgage to pay her bills. Talking to Finer last week at the town senior center, she said, I would work as long as it was a job where I could sit. And the town bureaucrat said, you could be a receptionist. You could greet people right here when they come in. He's so helpful, isn't he? He's just so friendly.
He's a nice boy.
Davidson says, that I would love. Scott Parkin, spokesman for the National Council on Aging, said the program sounded interesting as long as it wasn't limited to menial work. He says it's certainly in line with what we stand for, keeping seniors involved in work or volunteering as part of a healthy aging. Now, look, I'm all for that. I'm all for people in older age not just sitting around watching television all day. Getting out and doing things is certainly important, but they should be able to... they should be getting out and doing things on their own volition, not because the city's going to steal their house from them if they don't pay property taxes. Are we the only ones outraged about this, Wayne?
I'm shocked.
1-800-259-9231. I certainly don't see anybody being outraged in New York. This is just amazing. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-505-3710. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-505-3710. 1-800-505-3710. That's 1-800-505-3710.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2 month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. We've got the updates there. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. SACL knows that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359, 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Talking about a shocking, this is shocking to me, this story. Apparently, it's been going on around the country in various different areas. I had been completely unaware of it. Wayne, was this news to you? Had you heard about this before?
I hadn't heard that, but I've heard about a lot of people, a lot of older people having to leave their town and their homes because
of rising,
property taxes.
That I've heard of, yes. In fact, where we both used to live, Sarasota, Florida, that's happening quite a bit there. Simply because the property values were going up so much that even though they weren't, I mean, yeah, they were increasing the taxes a little bit each year, but as the values kept going up, the property taxes kept going up too. So that was driving people out. And what's going on now is apparently in New York, Greenberg, which is Westchester County, they have decided that they're going to offer the old people in their area a deal. And it's apparently going on in Colorado, Massachusetts, South Carolina, and elsewhere, where if you're having a tough time, if you're an old folks, old person, and having a tough time paying, you know, retired, you're not getting any real income to speak of, you're having a tough time paying your property taxes, the city's going to, instead of just stealing your house out from under you, they're going to give you the opportunity to work off your debt, which, of course, isn't really debt, because you never signed an agreement saying you'd get into that debt, so it's not really debt, it's just the government says you owe it.
And you never agreed to all the tax increases.
You certainly didn't. But again, that won't stop the city from taking your house. And so therefore, they're telling the people, these nice old folks, that, hey, you can just come on in here and work for us for $7 an hour. Now, not only is that an insult to these folks that used to make a lot more before they retired, but it's also, it's just, as you said, Wayne, it's indentured servitude. They have to do this work if they don't want to be put out on the streets. Is this the America you want to live in?
No.
Well, there's more to this story. Scott Parkin, spokesman for the National Council on Aging, says that he thinks this is great. It's keeping seniors involved in work or volunteering. It's part of healthy aging. Boulder County, Colorado, pioneered a tax work-off program back in 1986 for residents over 60 and now has about 250 applicants for the fewer than 100 openings. What happens when they fill all the positions? What happens to the other 150?
They lose their homes or have to move.
I would guess so. Bureaucrat Barbara Halpin says the work done by the seniors includes landscaping, gathering climate data, clipping newspapers, and staffing the courthouse information booth. Taxes aren't that high out here, so even at $7 an hour, people can burn off their county taxes pretty quickly, she said. She added that many stay in the program as volunteers after paying off their taxes, which, you know, that's all fine and dandy. Volunteerism, I'm all for. But this nonsense, this is sick. Concord, Massachusetts, where actually we have a radio station, WBNW. Maria Casey of the personnel department said about 10 seniors get $8.50 an hour to work at research, data entry, and groundskeeping. The program started almost 10 years ago. Allows seniors to be able to work and be involved in the community. What, seniors weren't allowed to go and get a Walmart job before this if they wanted to? At least that's not an insult, because then they're voluntarily choosing to take a low-income job. Because I could understand. I mean, if I were a senior citizen and, you know, bored, I would want to go out and get some work. I would want to go find something to do. And, you know, if all that was available was some menial labor job, I'd take it. But I'd feel good about it, because it would be me going out to do something of my own volition, me deciding for myself that this is something I want to do. In this case, these people are coerced into it.
Yeah. You know, I know a lot of older people who retire and get kind of sick of retirement really fast and end up taking a part-time job somewhere just to be out there and be working and feel useful and be stimulated.
Right. That's great.
And
that's healthy.
Great. That's very healthy. I agree.
But when you're pointing a gun at somebody and saying, we're going to take your house away from you unless you come take this pencil-pushing job with a bureaucracy, you're talking about just a sickness.
And make no mistake about it. They're pointing a gun at you. You just don't see it right away.
It'll come out eventually if you don't pay the property taxes and you try to stay in your house when they want to take it from you. That's when the guns will come out. The bureaucrat says it allows seniors to work and be involved in the community, and the town benefits by their work. Well, the city government benefits, but nobody else does.
They get free labor.
If you've got grandparents, you should be really looking at this closely and be very concerned.
Because it doesn't address the fundamental problem. The real question is, why are the property taxes so damn high?
Because government continues to spend, and it never stops, and it always wants more.
And inflation. They're not addressing the fundamental problem is inflation, because property taxes are rising faster than incomes, even if you're not retired.
So quality of life continues to go down as a result. Finer, another one of the bureaucrats in New York, is suggesting creating about 25 slots for seniors and letting them work off $500 or so a year. Oh, is that all? Yeah, you're going to put a cap on the amount of hours they can work? I mean...
Yeah, it gets pretty absurd.
Oh, they care so much, Wayne. They're so caring.
The problem is, when people are in denial, they twist the truth and the reality in all these different directions, and you can see how absurd it becomes.
He says his proposal faces some obstacles. If the wages earned are to be tax-free and directly credited to the property tax bill, the state legislature would have to approve. In addition, unions would have to be convinced that the program's no threat to their members' job security. Finer's hoping for at least a pilot program next year. Eventually, he said, he'd like to see the county and local school districts adopt similar plans. What? The school districts? Well, I guess, I mean, giving jobs to the seniors. I presume that's what he
does. Sure. There's probably a lot of retired school teachers that have to go back to work now.
That's what he says here. If we got seniors working for the schools, there might be a more intergenerational feeling there. It might be easier to pass the school budgets, he said. Janet Goodman, a retired teacher and travel agent who was heading a knitting class at Greenberg Community Center, said paying the bills at her townhouse, one of the Greenberg's villages, is a constant struggle. You shouldn't be constantly struggling in retirement.
Yeah.
You should be comfortable. It's because of these governments and their property taxes that your grandparents or your parents are having trouble living.
Let's also remember that a significant portion of every property tax bill are for the local schools, the public,
yep,
the government schools. Now, if you look at the cost of complying with federal regulations at the local level, that's a significant chunk of that, too, because of all the paperwork they've got to fill out, No Child Left Undrugged, or whatever
right.
they call it. And all these things are piling up, and really those are the people who are being squeezed. The most vulnerable people in our society, the elderly people who should be enjoying retirement, are now becoming enslaved. And they're the first. There'll be others.
What other ways could they bring people into this? I mean, they only have so many positions to fill. The government can only make up so many jobs for people to fill. How could this be expanded? I mean, they can't even offer enough jobs for all the old people that need them.
Oh,
so it's already bottoming out.
Well, they need to make license plates. You know, believe me, they'll get creative with how they can put people to work if that happens.
It's disgusting. And the old lady says here, it's a constant struggle. She said she'd gladly take part in a tax work-off program as long as the work is interesting.
There you go.
Well, she's going to do it anyway because if they're going to take her house, all of a sudden it won't matter if the work's interesting. And then you get to toil away the remainder of your years in some uninteresting, bureaucratic nightmare. Who the hell wants to live their last 20 or 50 or 30 years or 10 years in that manner?
And
that's
terrible. And 2 or 3 years ago, these people could have at least sold their houses and got a pretty good money for them.
Now they're screwed.
And now they're screwed big time, yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, these people they're almost captives for this government to take advantage of. The government knows it.
They're stuck.
1-800-259-9231. I don't imagine anybody out there is in favor of this madness, but if you are, 1-800-259-9231. Wayne, you've got something about property taxes as well, right?
Yes, we'll get to it after the break.
More on the way, 800-259-9231. And even in these remaining moments, you can still bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost.
Dial 1-800-220-4155.
We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-220-4155, 1-800-220-4155.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, only moments remain, just enough time for your call if you make it now, 800-259-9231, Ian here with you.
And Wayne?
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, you like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. All kinds of great products. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. I mean, if you've been on the internet, odds are good you've shopped there at some point. They're just that big. So what we want you to do is enter through our little portal. It's amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you enter through that portal, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. The same great prices, same great free Super Saver shipping deals on a lot of items. It's just that they'll send us a cut for sending them the business. So if you've got stuff to buy, do it. Used, new, whatever. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so, Wayne, we are talking about property taxes, and it just keeps getting worse. The government can never have enough money, and they don't care if they drive old people out of their homes in the middle of the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter to them. Of course, they'd rather get their money than do that, but nonetheless, what's going on? You've got a story that's related to all this, right?
Yes, there's a blog I really enjoy by a guy named Mike Shedlock. It's called Mish. They call him Mish, M-I-S-H. It's called Mish's Global Economic Trend Analysis. And there's a story here about homeowners who are protesting property taxes around the country. Falling home values and rising property taxes in many parts of the country are generating the loudest complaints about property levies since the 1970s, forcing state and local officials to address the outcry even as the housing market slump eats into many sources of their revenue. For example, Indiana residents held public protest this summer against a surge in property taxes.
60%.
Yes.
In Marion County.
Yeah, and acted on their frustration by ousting the mayor of Indianapolis.
Wow.
Florida voters will decide next month.
How the hell do they do that? Must have been during the vote, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just imagining a throng crashing into his office and literally ousting him.
Well, they could also do a recall vote, too. That's happened before, too.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the case, but that's one of the options.
Hmm.
And in Florida, Florida voters will decide next month whether to adopt a massive property tax cut in a decade that has pitted part-time residents... I'm sorry, a debate that has pitted part-time residents against full-time Floridians.
Well, if there's one thing I know about Florida voters is that if it's on the ballot as one of those recommendations or initiatives, usually 9 times out of 10, everything passes.
Yeah.
I mean, Florida voters, I don't think they actually read the ballot measures. I think they just go in, oh, yes, yes, yes. That seems to be what they do because usually, and I mean, I used to live there, so I've observed this. There was one time they wanted to have this bullet train thing go from like Tampa to Orlando, and they put it on the ballot. So the idea was the government was going to build the bullet train, right? And 75% of voters voted for it. 2 years before that, 75% of voters, roughly, approximately 75% voted in favor of the cigarette ban. Then what they did was they formed a task force for the bullet train, and the task force, you know, met for 2 years, and nothing really ever came of it. And eventually somebody got the idea, hey, let's take this thing out of the government's hands and let's remove it. Let's say, so the voters had mandated it before with this initiative, so they created another initiative that says, we don't want the bullet train. And so the bullet, the we don't want the bullet train initiative went on, like, you know, the 2004 ballot, and 75% voted in favor of it. So I really don't know. There's the occasional ballot initiative that will fail in Florida, but it seems rare.
Yeah.
So I feel good about this one.
Well, the problem with Florida, too, is that you've got the part-time residents, the full-time residents. If you're a resident of Florida, as you know, you can have, you can be homesteaded where
right.
your property taxes can only rise, was it 2 or 3% a year?
I don't know. But
from the time you bought it?
They cut your rate, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think it's, they can only rise by a certain percentage, whereas if you're part-time, you pay the full tilt.
Yeah.
And that's pitting the full-time against part-time residents in a little dispute there. And also, you've got issues with of course, now insurance with all the hurricanes. So people who were part-time before are starting to pull out of there,
right.
which further softens things. Okay, in California, getting back to the story, thousands of homeowners are having their assessments reduced under a decades-old state law, and lower tax revenues due to the weaker housing market is likely to force an emergency budget session at the State House in California. They're in trouble there. Big trouble. Falling real estate prices and turmoil in the mortgage market are expected to reduce property values for U.S. homeowners by a total of $1.2 trillion next year.
Yeah. I wonder how Detroit's doing.
Oh, yeah, remember that story you did about a year ago?
Yeah, houses being sold for pennies on the dollar.
Less than cars in some cases.
Right.
Yeah. So, but unless tax rates are changed, California could lose $2.96 billion in property taxes over several years because of the housing bust. that's trouble.
They're not going to want to do that.
So in many cases, incomes are growing faster than property tax bills in the 1990s. Well, recently, property taxes have grown faster than incomes on average.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And then again, these people aren't, I mean, he's not factoring in inflation yet either, so that's another thing.
Exactly. And state and local property tax collections increased 50% from 2000 to 06, according to the Census Bureau data.
Just on rising housing values?
Yes.
Wow.
During that same period, the median household income rose 15% before adjusting for inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that people are getting squeezed. I kind of equate it to a bug in a spider web, and the more the bug struggles, the faster they die. And if you think about it, you have all these pressures, you know, on people from all different directions. You got property taxes, you got everything from all different directions.
Sure.
with fuel costs and everything. And then you got people who say, we have more money for schools, but they don't realize that they're putting those old people in their town out of their houses by wanting more money for schools because they want their property values to go up higher because they have good so-called good schools.
It's just insane.
Yeah, you have all these pressure groups that are making it all worse. So the answer to this is small government.
It is. In my opinion, the answer is no government, but I'll take small government. That's a step in the right direction.
Sure.
Because this redirecting income, centrally controlled wealth redistribution, it just doesn't work for the reasons you're describing. I mean, you take money out of everybody's pocket for the purpose of educating kids, but the unseen part of that is the old people, they're being put out of their homes and forced to sell their houses and move somewhere else.
And you're also squeezing people who working, let's say, middle-class people who
sure.
who want to educate their kids, yeah, but they also need to put food on the table. They also need to – they're not getting raises. I mean,
my renters are having a tough time right now. One of them lost their job. And now they're looking at applying for welfare as a result. So, if I didn't have these property taxes to pay, I could reduce their rent by $250 a month. And that would put $3,000 a year back in their pocket.
That's right. And they can spend it in the economy. So the private economy would do better. The private sector would do better if it wasn't getting sucked out in the form of taxes.
Indeed. Any other thoughts here, Wayne? Because we got phone calls.
Yeah, let's take the phone call.
Let's do it. All right. We go to Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Serge.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I live in Greenberg, actually.
Ooh, sorry.
Yeah, I hate it here. And this is your show is actually the first time I've heard of this happening in my town because there's been lots of tax increases that we're kind of used to it by now.
Mm-hmm.
And this just seems, for a lot of residents, I kind of get the feeling that this just seems like something that they're going to, you know, grin and bear it because it's,
sure.
part of their daily lives.
Yeah, well, that's what they've been doing. They've been taking it for years. It's just another increase. They'll figure out something.
And the thing that really appalls me is that this guy Finer actually ran this year and got reelected on a lower taxes position. And he went around and, you know, changed that.
Well, see, he's going to run. He's going to be able to not necessarily lower taxes, but he could maybe keep them at the same level because he's going to bring all this slave labor in the form of the old people. So instead of actually having to pay people,
it's like $7 an hour. You know, I'm 16. I used to make $8 on my last job.
But it's a wash. See, so they're not even making the $7. It's either going to be credited to their property taxes, or they're going to be paid and immediately expected to pay their property taxes. So it's not even really income.
I bet they serve cat food in the cafeteria there too.
So Serge, any other thoughts tonight?
No, I just wanted to, you know, give my 2 cents on that.
Good hearing from you.
I'm really appalled at what's going on in my town here.
Yeah, it's disgusting, and all the more reason to get the hell out of New York, join the Free State Project, and come to New Hampshire. And thanks for the call.
Plan on doing that in 2 years.
Very good, Serge. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. We go to Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ, a place, Kalispell. I don't imagine the taxes are too bad out there, at least compared to New York, New York State. Lee, how is it out there?
Well, a lot better than Oregon, but I was calling because my mom, back in the early 70s, had to do a deferment. I think it was just a county thing, or, you know, some of the counties in the state adopted it, but it was touted as a state model, mm-hmm. where if you were on Social Security or over 65 or something, you could defer your property taxes until you sold the house, or then your heirs had to deal with it.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Now, the interesting part is my mom had no choice but to go on that because the $18,000 house they bought in the early 60s was up and around 70-some thou. And in 1988, that county had the highest property taxes in the whole United States.
Jeez, we're out of time, man. I'm sorry, we are short. We're out. Thank you for the call. Probably was paying as much in property taxes as the house originally cost. Back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty Dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty Dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
I am.